Stay tuned now as Phil Silvers guest stars on The Beverly Hillbillies.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know my motto, right? Don't get happy. I don't like
exactly.
I don't like to you know, be positive because then something bad happens. But I have to say, you guys feel the same way I do, that we're kind of hitting on all eight. I mean, it's just kind of like been, I just want to say I feel like we have our S together. I truly do.
It's
like
been a fun
each
week.
And every day this week has been bam, bam, bam. Time change, that doesn't faze us. Quality of shows, yeah, no problem. Mike runs a little behind on the Thursday tape, and we get in there, get it done. Bingo, bango, bingo. I just feel like, you know, that's what I'm feeling. That's what
cool.
I'm feeling.
You can know, I offer counterpoint?
You sure can.
No,
absolutely.
I'm kidding. I agree with you. I agree. I'm just kidding.
We begin today's show before. Now, I've got the these, so we're going to do this in a minute.
Oh, good.
I don't know how long it's going to be, but I feel like a dirty, filthy whore when we're doing these things sometimes.
When you say that, that is an insult to Dixie Riddle Cups and Selena Gomez and the National Biscuit Company.
Well, we're gonna wait. That's not number one. We're not gonna whore our show out to the Nabisco Company for the first day, because I was informed that Rob Spiewak did a TikTok, which, you know, Mrs. O'Mara adores your TikToks, everybody's TikToks. She loves that.
You say, yes. I did it. It was Josh's idea, and Josh produced it.
Well, have you noticed what Carla has? It hasn't been lost on Carla. Have you noticed what Josh is doing with his individual TikToks?
I'm trying to figure it out. That are not show-related to me,
mm-hmm. that I don't benefit from? Have you seen? The man is a phenomenon.
He is
a phenomenon on TikTok. I bet you're not poo-pooing it now, are you, Soroka? Huh? How about that? Look what you're doing yourself, huh?
I have committed to trying to learn myself TikTok.
Okay.
That's what I'm working on.
It seems to be working for Josh and for the show, so we're very excited. And Rob got into the fun. Josh asked me right at the beginning when we came in today whether I had seen Rob's TikTok. I said I had not, and that means I get to see it on the show, which means I expand your picture right away because I want to see what's going on. For the purposes of setup, can you share with us on this?
We talked about it on yesterday's show.
Mm-hmm. Should we give him a refresher of what we were citing? Okay.
No.
All
right. We can go back to that. After.
You're going
to
go right to the tape, and then
here is on our TikTok this morning.
Oh, that.
Do the way I do when I'm loving your body. Hey, do you love the way I do when I'm loving your body? La la loving your body. La loving your body.
You have a long head.
And tongue.
It's not really wide as much as it's. Have you ever measured from the tip of your chin to the top of your head?
I have, yeah.
And is it
65 inches.
It is long.
No, I've never measured that. I think my head is proportionate. Don't turn me into like a Tom Brady statue. I think my head fits my body.
No, that's the opposite. Your head would be longer.
But I think it is longish. I think it's accentuated by the massive Epcot-like forehead that I have here.
Yeah.
And there's two. Yeah. The bone structure is like, hi, Mike.
Well,
the bone structure
is here. You're not like a cone head.
No. But the head is proportional, but it is long. And you know what? I think
it's like a football.
Can you run it again one more time for people that might not see it? Please?
I think weight loss accentuated the length of my head.
You can really see up his nostrils, too, which is
maybe a
weird
tape measure for the bonus show.
Yeah, maybe. Change the angle.
Do you love the way I do when I'm loving your body?
The lip syncing is done with an Indian dialect. which I know you did, and I give you absolute mass.
Well, I'm a pretty good lip syncer. It turns out
for doing that because you do.
I mean, not to pat myself on the back.
A little bit do. You rounded out the do, loving your body.
Well, the thing that you would have loved is watching the outtakes of that because this may shock you. I'm not all that familiar with this man's work, and I don't know.
You're gonna play him again.
The way I do when I'm loving your body. Hey, do you love
Does he have an extra row of teeth?
I think upon watching him, I might lip sync to him better than he does.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. That's fantastic.
But anyway, TikToking is so much about finding an angle that Josh and I were talking about it, that a deadpan lip sync of unexpected songs might be my angle.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
So more of these will be coming.
Yeah.
Very
some with fireworks, some without. Yeah.
Very, very exciting.
But thank you, Josh, for having the idea and making my dreams come true.
Carla's delighted. She's just really excited about all the TikToking that we're doing on the show and, tracking with all this. Me, like, for example, last night, I don't even know what the subject was, but it was a long day. Of hauling and taking him, we did not have a good experience at the baseball center after school. And then we get in the car. I had to go pick up his computer at the Bar of Geniuses. A lot of I'm not necessarily going to mention that boring crap, but the fact is that by the end of the day, she said, "Why don't you do a TikTok about that?" And I said, "Look at me," I said, "You picked up a pizza." I had a piece of it, and I've got a grease stain right here on my gray T-shirt. Not going to happen. She said, "Well, yeah, and it's 6:30. And at 6:30, as I like to tell her often, at 6:30, when we're on our morning taping schedule, I'm not good to, I'm not good for anything.
I agree with you.
I'm not good to anybody at that hour.
Let me actually, I can commiserate because a grease stain on a fat guy's shirt is the saddest thing there is. Because it just goes to show
if they're in public.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can wear it around the house. That's no problem.
If I look at it myself, it's disgusting.
It is because it's terrible. You've eaten in such a way that the grease is gone. The grease probably shouldn't fall at all. And if it does fall, you might want to catch it on a plate or a napkin. Yeah.
And you're sitting at a proper, but no, Americans don't eat like that anymore.
No,
we eat in front of the television. That's
of course.
The way it happens.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of eating, perfect segue for this segment. You guys were spot on. Target had them.
Nice.
There
it
they
might
are.
Be an exclusivity thing.
Why would it be at Target? Why?
But Target, Target has all kinds
of spend money.
They have all kinds of deals with record companies now, and you can only buy certain records at Target. So I imagine that Nabisco probably could be the same thing.
Oh, I didn't notice that the logo is a set of headphones, like which Selena's chocolate and cinnamon cream. I didn't know it was cinnamon, one of my favorite flavors on the earth. Sandwich cookies.
What are some of your favorite cinnamon things?
Gum, number one.
Yeah.
Mentos cinnamon gum, which routinely these effing drugstores don't have it, so I have to buy it online, and I don't like spearmint. I don't like peppermint. I don't like any of the fruit flavors.
What about Big Red? Can you settle for Big Red?
No, because it's sugar. It's sugar gum.
You want a sugarless gum.
I want sugar-free. Okay. Let me see if I can read this here.
I don't like that Oreo has gotten rid of the easy open, like the little top.
Oh, and now it's the whole lid that comes off.
No, they got rid of that.
No, I have that.
You have the lid?
Yeah, right here. You pull this tab?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Mine does not have that.
I got a tab right here.
Yeah.
A tab. Selena and Oreo aren't just dropping a new Oreo cookie.
Oh.
They are dropping a new song. Do we have the song?
No, I didn't know there was a song.
Open the package.
Oh, yeah, Mike, actually, I do have the song.
Oh, yeah, play it for us. Rob Spiewak.
Loving your body, baby.
Signature Oreo cookies. Did you bring your big, gross milk?
Ta-da! It's in an Elvis mug.
Today.
Yeah, it's
much,
in an Elvis
much
mug.
Much better that it's hidden.
And Mike, as you know, I drink A2 protein organic whole milk from Kirkland.
So this tab you were talking about.
Yeah, see, I don't have the tab, so I have to open mine up. In the
yeah,
end.
Boo-hoo.
Should we? Are we ready to open them? Are yeah, we let's. Ready to do that?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. God damn it.
Boy, the easy open really helps, doesn't it, Mike?
Oh, what a wonderful aroma. That is just beautiful.
You know, I had that same comment when I actually met Selena Gomez.
They absolutely smell divine.
They do.
They really do. They really now, do. Not to overstate it.
But. Before we jump into
color.
It. Yeah, the cream is a weird color.
Well, and the cookie is a like a, it's not
yeah, it's
dark.
Not a, it's not a dark cookie. It's okay, a lighter yeah. cookie.
Oh, and it's actually got a customized back to it. Did you notice that?
It's got the headphones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got headphones.
Oh, and then another. Oh, I've got a different one. I've got this. You can't see it. Rob's camera is so much closer. I can't.
But those with the cookies look like.
You've got the headphones.
Now, Mike, before we jump into this, I know we all love cinnamon, and why shouldn't we? Now, what are you doing? I was going to ask. You're a jackass. Because the first thing I said is before we do this, and you couldn't eat it fast enough. Oink, oink. My question is, before you comment on the cookie, what is your previous relationship between cinnamon and chocolate? Do you like it as a point, or do you not know if they play together well?
What?
Have you noticed if you look inside, there's two layers of cream in there. There's a little brown cream and a white cream.
Rob asked me if I knew if I was familiar with chocolate and cinnamon.
Cinnamon playing well together.
I'm not getting a real overwhelming chocolate. I'm going to tell you, this may be the best Oreo I've ever tasted.
It's really good.
It is beyond really. Carla!
You know what?
Carla, you want to try the cookie?
I hope she doesn't misinterpret that. Come on in and try the cookie.
Oh, baby. Come here. Ma'am.
She needs a peptide that tastes like this.
Man, oh, man.
No, it's cinnamon forward, but the chocolate really balances it. But you're right. It's not a really dark chocolate like an Oreo cookie.
I can't believe how good
and it is. It's not real sugary tasting.
No. Over in the camera a little bit. Camera.
What do you
think? Yeah, it's good.
Oh, do you always have to be Western Pennsylvania with your reactions?
Honestly, I mean, it's not like...
Hey, you just won the lottery. That's pretty good.
Hey, will you marry me? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. No tears.
You no tears when you proposed?
No.
Carrie's been crying ever since I proposed to her.
Really, I don't think it's that special of an Oreo.
I'm just not a fan of Oreos. I like the, what are the yellow Oreos?
The blonde ones, the vanilla Oreos.
The ones that taste like corn?
That taste like what?
Corn.
You have headphones there if you want.
Because they're yellow.
The birthday cake ones.
Oh, I don't like those. I don't like birthday cake as a flavor.
The yellow ones.
That's Carla's favorite cake.
The golden ones.
Yes, those are good.
No, these are better. I think these are better. There's something
real. You want to fight, Rob?
Yeah, I do. I think that this is a really great mixture of flavor. When they do just a white filling, it's really just to sweeten the cookie. But here, the cream is the star. And it's very good. I wonder what
I hate it when you do Elton.
I love it when you eat the cookie before I ask you to. Because you know what, Mike? You're well behaved.
I think it's
a fine cookie. I don't know if it's any better than the traditional Oreo.
I don't think the traditional Oreo is all that.
I agree. It's better than the traditional Oreo to me.
Now, this is the cream filling, as Joss mentioned. That's one side, and the other side is white. But there's no way to apparently split the two fillings, so I don't know if they're different flavors.
This is so good.
I love it.
It has a good taste.
You know how I love cinnamon, right?
Yeah.
I love cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
This is so good.
Yeah, they're not bad at all.
Oh, that's another ringing endorsement.
Did you see Rob's TikTok?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, did you know I could sing?
That was an AI?
No, that was just your old stupid idiot.
I thought it might have been AI.
No,
I mean,
it's
you're really good at lip syncing.
It's just a dork lip syncing. That's all it is. Yeah.
It's great. No.
Just how your head looks in real life.
Exactly.
We should all measure.
Can you possibly make any effort to get into the shot a little bit?
Honey, I can't. Look, right here. He's so rude.
It's funny.
The more you're on, the more I can do one more. I have eaten too many. I need this out of here. I swear.
It's funny when I see you next to each other in that shot. It almost looks like you're taller than Carla.
Because we should measure. Measure our heads, Rob. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anytime.
That's what we should do.
Anytime, baby.
I'd love to know.
Yeah, well, I wear my head is smaller since I lost weight, but
would I be the most enthusiastic for this cookie?
I think, Mike. I think you give it an A+. I give it an A.
Wow.
This would be good with coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie's Choice coffee.
Yeah, of course.
Why don't you take them out and have one with coffee?
No, I'm good. I'm done with my coffee today. We drank a pot of coffee already.
All right.
I could use more, though.
Okay. All right. You're in that mood. All right. Are you working today?
I am.
Well, how many do you have?
3.
Oh, okay. No wonder. Okay, I get it.
No, I'm happy. I love my work.
Congratulations.
Mike.
I love what I do.
Is she in a mood, or perhaps are you in a mood?
Right?
Shut up, Rob!
Well, hold on, one thing. The interesting thing is yesterday at the DBAT practice, Mike said it was terrible because Michael didn't hit well. Mm-hmm. Well, Michael's side of the story was it was terrible because Daddy didn't throw well. So what is it, Mike? Is it Daddy or is it Michael?
I think I'm ready for you to leave now.
Every kid blames the pitcher.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, issues getting it over the plate?
You can't tell the pitcher what to throw.
Thank you,
That's
Josh.
That's on the batter.
Thank you, Josh.
Exactly.
That's my man.
Well, he
right
almost
there.
Hit Michael in the head twice.
Yeah, almost.
That's from your son.
Yeah.
Is it true?
41 months ago, I almost died. Almost.
What were you telling me Josh is killing it with yesterday? What were you talking about?
I was saying that Josh is killing it with the ranting.
Oh, like yeah, that's my, the ranting. That's my TikTok trend now.
People like people to be ranting. People don't like happiness. They like hate. So if you're ranting, and Mike, you're
Jesus,
really good
Carla,
at it.
You're part of the problem. Don't like hate. That's no good. That's not what we need now.
I know this for a fact as a sports fan.
Right.
The only solace that I take with the Giants or the Red Sox when they are stinking up the joint, I never watch streaming from radio shows in Boston unless the Red Sox are purely sucking or they don't do anything at the trading deadline. I have no interest to watch those shows if they're playing well. None.
Oh, so hatred of sports is one thing, but Wake Carl stated it in like...
Sports talk success predicated.
You're right.
Predicated on hate. Because 100%.
It's not hate, it's commiserating together.
Yeah, it's commiserating in your misery and hearing someone bitch better than you bitch. That's what it is.
Yeah. With statistics.
The Orioles are really bad this year. Terrible. And then their business management made some of the worst decision and announcement last week to just screw the fan base. So it just pissed everyone off, and I'm leaning into it.
So, Mike, you should too, because now you have a platform. Like, you can really unleash your hate now. Like, you're...
I've done that fairly successfully throughout
my
career.
Why don't you get on a microphone and complain about something?
Hey, now listen.
Yeah. See if it works. It could be your ticket to success. Quit being Mr. Happy all the time. I want you to find something you dislike and just let us know about it.
I'm tired of looking at you hiding the camera. I have to get a camera set up so I can press a button.
Have a good show, guys.
Okay, Josh, we can get a thing where I can press a button and she'll be on and sit over there and I don't have to deal with this.
I thought you were going to say we can get a button and press it and she'll go.
Like a trap door?
I think...
Take the cookies.
Take the cookies. Please, take the cookies. All right, thank you. Take the cookie. Carla, take the cookies. Thank you.
Josh, it's hat day. Where's your hat?
I have plenty of hats here. Am I supposed to have a hat?
That's
all he had to say was that.
You want a hat?
That better now. Who's
oh, what
down,
a
Mike?
Great hat!
Yeah,
this is the only hat I purchased this year. I think it turned out real nice.
Oh, what a hat! Did you do that? Did you design that?
No. I purchased it at the team store. It was their 4th of July hat.
Wow. Oh, okay. That's a genuine one. You didn't go to some sort of sideways deal.
No, this is not a Timu purchase.
I'm with the kids. I'm with the kids with their color palettes right now, with their light blues and stuff like that. I like that a lot. So I don't want to understate it. I am the first one. I called it. I wrote on my show prep page today.
Yeah.
Which I do every day. I'm going to do one of these shows. Mm-hmm. At the top of the list, because I knew we were going to do the Oreo thing, I wrote the Oreo shill.
Okay.
I went into this with not the best of attitudes because I don't like the way Oreo shills every week. They've got another shill going on and we get sucked in. I'll do like 10% of them if there's something that's really interesting, but there rarely is. This was fascinating because they really hitched their wagon to a superstar.
Yep.
And I thought it was spectacular.
And it's absolutely a smaller package at the same price.
That is
how about that,
man,
National
oh,
Biscuit
man.
Company?
God,
but do you
was
have
there
a,
any hint of chocolate in there? I didn't. I just,
oh yeah,
I tasted
yeah.
The,
yeah, it was. Right.
But I do think it's lighter in the cookie, and it's very cinnamon forward. I do, and I love that.
And when
I
Carla mean, mentions coffee, isn't the whole thing of a cinnamon mocha type? Isn't that kind of the vibe too?
Yeah.
A little bit of that.
Well, there is a Spanish good. Hot chocolate that is hot chocolate with cinnamon in it.
Horchata. Right?
That's it, yeah.
That's the mm-hmm. stuff. Oh, no wonder. That's one of my favorite protein drinks is a horchata. You know, it's
horchata
great.
Is a rum-based cream liqueur, Mike.
No, is it?
Yes.
It's I like thought horchata was like a milk product.
No, I think it's a. I think horchata is like
no, rum Bailey's. Chata. Rum chata is the drink.
Oh, horchata. Okay, I thought
horchata
it was...
is a lady in Tijuana, name of Chata.
No.
Who I used to visit when I was on the West Coast. You can eat.
Did she only serve beverages?
No. You're thinking of rum chata.
Horchata yeah, and I stand back. I'm sorry.
Horchata
about that.
Is. I forgot the company that makes it. It's really tasty.
Is it Nestle?
Tasty. No, but it's a protein. It's a series of flavors.
Is it Tesla?
It's kind of a cinnamon, warm, hot yeah. chocolatey type of.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't it
drink.
Have an old lady on the box? There's instant.
I don't know, you bonehead. I don't know.
No.
Old lady on the box. Josh, you're doing horchata research right now?
I did. Every protein company has a horchata flavor.
Has horchata. It's okay. A cinnamon, so vanilla-y. It's just really, really delicious.
Can you search for a product called Abuleta? A-B-U-E-L-E-T-T?
You mean abuela?
No, I don't. Abuleta, I think it is, because that's the that's in the international food section oftentimes. And I think it is like a cinnamon hot chocolate with an old lady on the front.
Because the comments will help us with this. I guarantee you that. That they'll figure out what.
And I apologize for confusing horchata and rum chata. But remember, I used to drink a lot. So and that doesn't, you know, it's what popped to mind.
All right, Mike says okay. Not chocolate. Mike is correct. It's a rice. It's rice-based drink.
Oh, okay.
What is horchata? Wrong answers only.
Oh, they're doing a show for themselves in the chat
room.
Well,
they do every day, and I don't discourage that. I like bringing them into the show a little bit because I think it helps the move it along, and they can be very, you know, the people. By the way, Josh.
Yes.
If you want to... join our chat. And I think that I've noticed our chat. Thank you very much, Mike, for the super sticker. We appreciate it. If people want to pop in and do what we're doing right now, if they're watching us right now, what would be the most significant platform? Are they on our
YouTube.
Website or are they on YouTube?
No, YouTube's the best.
YouTube is the best.
Like, share the video.
Yeah.
I have our TikTok. We're on TikTok Live now as well, where you can hear the show. But your camera angle is this the camera over my shoulder. So you can see this over here. So it's kind of like behind the scenes, but you get
full audio.
Yeah,
we're going to expand on that as we grow the TikTok here. So I'm still waiting on the answers for horchata. Abuelita.
I got it close.
That just means granny.
So that's Nestle's granny brand hot chocolate.
What does that have to do with the horchata?
Because you were talking about it's chocolate with cinnamon, I believe. That Abuleta.
Why is that?
Because we were talking about chocolate and cinnamon.
No, but why is it? But why is it at your desk?
No, I just searched
it. That was his phone.
I searched it.
Oh, that was your phone. I thought you were holding up a pack. That looked like you had a pack in your hand.
He just stores it in his chest drawer.
Had to go to a Shopper's Food Warehouse and grab some Abuleta.
Thank you, Chris Arnold. We appreciate that to help pay for today's Oreos. Thank you, Chris Arnold.
You know what? That's he's not far nice. Off.
We appreciate that. So I give it a super thumbs up on that.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Will it make you watch Only Murders in the Building when it drops next month?
You know, that's a show that I probably should give another.
I have bailed so many times on that show.
So I don't like Steve Martin.
It's never.
I just don't. I've never liked Steve Martin.
I don't know. Even if you take him out of
album,
it,
you know,
it's that show has never let me down. And you know what? If you can overlook Steve Martin long enough to look at Martin Short and the occasional appearance by Nathan Lane, it's really great.
You know, yeah, I love Martin Short, and I enjoy Nathan Lane as well. It's just, I think that I'd rather see Martin Short on a talk show, on a TV talk show, than in a series.
But as him as a flamboyant director is almost like getting him on a talk show.
I might take a peek again.
And I'll say I enjoyed the first season, and then I struggled through the second, and I bailed on the third.
Rob, I think I've probably articulated this to you a few times, but let me
all right,
make sure that I have one criteria that I call the jive factor.
Right.
And if the jive factor is overdone, mm-hmm, on whether it's a drama, whether it's a comedy or anything, I bail almost immediately. I cannot stand, stand oversimplification. I don't like that at all.
Is there anything that you would watch?
And Ralph Price says that show is for old queens.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. He's right.
He's not wrong.
He absolutely nailed it. Thank you, Mr. Rice.
That is so funny, Fried. That is so goddamn funny.
Yeah, he knows
that
me.
Rocks. Totally rocks. That might be it. Yep.
Would you ever watch something that is purposely jive for the purpose of being entertained? If it's
I think the Naked Gun and Happy Gilmore movies.
That's what I'm gonna ask.
I looked in on those and I bailed on both of them. But mm-hmm, that's because I like.
I think the original Naked Gun.
Yeah.
The original Naked Gun was jive but funny. Now, can you overlook the jive for the fact that they're using jive to be funny?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
And
good.
You're right about the original Naked Gun. And really, if you think about a lot of comedies, there's a jive factor as well.
Sure.
When you talk about some that I love, like Something About Mary,
mm-hmm,
or The Wrong Missy, they're silly. They're stupid. I just like the gags to be.
You know what?
But you know what almost wrecks the wrong. You know what wrecks every movie?
What?
Any appearance by Rob Schneider. Rob Schneider sucks. Rob Schneider is Joe Piscopo level suck. Rob Schneider has suckled on the teats of Adam Sandler and other. Rob Schneider is not funny.
No,
Rob
and
Schneider
he's also
terrible in the movies. Well, he tries to do the political stuff, and he's bad at that too.
Yep.
There are some guys out there that are much better, much edgier with that. Rob Schneider is arrogant. And not funny.
I enjoy him. Of course you do.
Of course, because he's on your team.
The only reason I think that Josh likes him is because he's in every Adam Sandler movie. And that is, for me, not a mistake. Yeah, that's not a mistake. That's awesome because that's Adam Sandler remembering people that he came up with.
Oh,
but as the roles get smaller...
Yes.
It's funnier for me because didn't he in Gilmore too? He just had one line, right?
Yeah, he was terrible in that.
And
too.
I mean, not
and
even
he blew it, and he chewed the scenery in it like he always
and he
does.
Can't, it doesn't even advance the plot. It really is
like
just
in,
one
in
line.
The Wrong Missy, which was a pretty funny movie.
Yes.
They assist him so totally, and
he's a boat captain, right?
Yeah, he's a boat captain with his hand chewed off.
Yes,
so like a really funny sight gag, and he F's it up.
Yeah.
Because he can't do it other than just being himself.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That dude.
I like that in Big Daddy as the delivery man.
Is he in Hubie Halloween? I'm sure he is.
I would assume so.
All right. I will get this off my chest here briefly
to
just get it out of the way. And I'm glad we don't have much time to dwell on it. But I really wish that sometimes I could be less competitive. I don't know if it's the way I was born, if it's the way I grew up, if it's my radio career that made me hyper-competitive because it's such a silly competitive business that I chose to make my living in. But
sometimes my irrational competitiveness is just, I talked about the dads that I'm not in the same league with the baseball. And yesterday, because my son in the batting practice was not doing badly, but not doing really well either. And mm-hmm. some of these kids were ripping it. I don't know why I'm closing my eyes when I'm talking about this, because I'm doing self-analysis right now. My competitiveness.
Yeah.
It makes me feel so horrible. It
May
really
ask
does.
You a question?
Yes.
Of the three of us, I'm clearly the least competitive.
Yeah.
And maybe one of the least competitive people you know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, you are.
Mike, you have siblings. I mean, it's what it is. You have sibling. Josh has siblings. Mm-hmm. I'm an only child. Do you think that's what it is?
Not in my case.
And I think Mike and I have different types of competitiveness.
Mm-hmm. Explain that. I'd love to hear that. That's good before I tell you what happened.
I can rein my competitiveness in until there's a sport or a game or an activity where we're supposed to be against each other.
Okay.
Where I think you will just be competitive about some stranger that has no clue there's a competition.
Oh, so Mike invents competition?
That deserves this. Where is it? There it is. There's the ding. Yeah, you're right.
Did you have any degrees in analysis when you were coming up through the ropes, Josh? Because that's pretty.
But
that's
so
pretty insightful.
I'm driving back from dropping my kid off at school today.
Mm-hmm.
I got a white Camry that is just trying to keep up with me, and I maybe they're not. Maybe it was all me. I get competitive. And I just, if someone is up in front of me.
How do you win that? Right. How do you win that?
You don't.
And that's what I see is I think if the three of us were playing a game against another podcast, I could see you just giving up at some point and be like, I'm tired of this game and moving on. Where
me,
I'd be there trying to win the whole thing. You. I don't think Rob would take it serious from the start.
Like quitting, if we were playing some sort of trivia game or something like that? What kind of game?
We're going against Comedy Bang Bang in a trivia game.
Look how focused he is. This is when we really get him into the show analyzing me.
Yeah. If you get bored,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking more of like an activity, like a baseball, basketball type thing.
Okay.
If you got bored and it wasn't working, you just tend to give up.
Yeah.
And back off and be like, I don't care about this.
Okay. And that's sour grapes. That's just underscoring your competitiveness.
Well, that means what he's calling me. No, well, F you. You're calling me bad sport.
No, I'm not saying bad sport. I'm saying different type of competitiveness.
Like, I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't know why.
Are you saying that if Mike, if there's no chance for him to win, he'll stop because the competitiveness, he needs at least something to shoot for?
That's kind of true. Oh, I'll give you an example. And Josh, we might be similar in this way. 4-1 last night in the Red Sox game. Not going to stay with them anymore when they pull out that crap.
Okay.
I usually and by the way, they are very capable of coming back and winning a game. I'm not going to expend any more energy when they are in, say, the middle innings and they look like they're going to go down to another victory, another mm-hmm. defeat. I don't like that. I bail. Sometimes on that. With football, I hang in a little longer. I don't know. It's a weird thing. But let me just get to what I want to talk about.
Please.
You and this other guy.
The super dad. Of the baseball fathers, there's one who's super dad. Super dad. Spectacular.
Wasn't that a movie with Bob Crane?
He is so into it and so good at it. And so this is what really pisses me off. Connected to people in it.
Explain.
He knows everybody.
Oh, okay.
He's
a climber.
Everybody. No, don't. If somehow this got back to him, I have to be fair and I have to be reasonable here.
Okay.
I don't consider him a climber. A climber is someone who is using people in a different station. No, this is
okay.
Let me tell you what this guy is. Mm-hmm. This guy is, in my humble opinion, when it comes to his family members, he is a workaholic. He is someone who is so dedicated and so detailed and so information driven, and he puts the time in. And as I told you, I am overmatched by some of these dads. Well, he would be. I'm not even, I would never, ever be in his ballpark as far as the work he puts in for his kids. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't. I don't have the bandwidth to gather that kind of information and be that detailed. With that said, Michael's practice the other night, you know, he's got a few things that the other dads are giving him, and it's called casting the bat.
For right, we talked about it yesterday.
It's like throwing the bat out, and he's got to have a shorter swing. So we go over to D-Bat to work on that, and I'm going to rent a cage and throw him a little BP. Mm-hmm. And as I start, I'm about maybe
that means five. Batting practice, Josh.
This is 2:45 in the afternoon. This is 15 minutes after he gets out of school.
Okay.
There is nobody there. We got there. We're there first. Now, the weird thing is there were a ton of cars out there. I don't know what they were doing there, whether it's commuting or whatever, but the place was pretty well empty.
When you go into an empty batting cage place like that.
Yeah.
Does that, when you see it empty and you know it's going to be just you guys basically there, does that feed your competitive spirit?
That's a different thing.
No, that's different. Okay. There is no, the competitive spirit is gone. I'm just going in to help my kid hit.
Okay. All right.
And I want, but the competitive spirit is why I suggested and he agreed to do that. I'm more into it than he is sometimes when I get a little obsessed with these super dads. I want him, you know, I am now moving into that area where I have to be very careful of where I'm going to be the dad that is doing it because he's competitive with the other dads. Bad news.
Right.
Okay.
I got to put that away. Mm-hmm. It makes me, it's wronger than wrong to do that. So,
was Michael's struggles at the plate, did that come before or after you threw the ball at his head?
He's got to get used to it, Josh.
I have had better batting practice sessions with my throwing. I will give him that. I have had better times. It was perhaps the fact that he wants me to throw it a little harder, which he does, and that's legit. But
was it hard when your ankles started bleeding?
I managed a team a year ago. Okay. I know how to throw BP. I've thrown 2 hours of BP. I know how to do it. I was not on my best, and that was probably posing a challenge to him. And the reason I was not at my best was haven't done it in a while. And secondly, throwing harder, he's hitting it harder. It's a little scarier when your kid hits a line drive at the screen and it goes off the bar, and you feel like if it didn't, you would be in a hospital. That's how hard, at 12 years old, how hard they hit. Josh knows what I'm talking about.
Now,
go ahead.
It's also hard. It is hard to throw batting practice to kids because they're smaller.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, smaller strike zones.
The strike zone's lower.
Yeah, so I'm high and inside, high and inside, high and inside, and he's getting frustrated. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
I'm 10 minutes in. We're having a little back and forth, and guess who shows up?
Super dad.
Younger than me, smarter than me, more detailed than me, harder worker than me.
He is so connected. Does he greet you?
Yeah.
Of course he does.
Yeah. And then 10 other people.
Yeah.
It seemed to materialize to be in it. And I'm like.
Well, they were all waiting on their cars for Super Dad to show up.
And I.
waiting I think in their cars.
Yeah.
I just now want him to be so much better than that guy's kid. This is all.
Does he have a chance?
I'm sharing it right. They're 12.
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
Right now, how does it look? Does he look like he's better than him now?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
All right, then we won't.
No, he doesn't look like he's better than him. The kid's played a lot longer than he has.
Okay. He'll get there. That's it. He's young.
He'll get there.
You want a couple tips for when you're struggling with the pitching?
Yes.
My two tips are I take a stool and I sit down behind that fence. So then I'm lower at the same height as the kid.
Oh, and you throw it right over the top.
And then I just throw it over the top. I'm also then more protected by that net for when the line drive comes at me.
Okay, all right.
And Mike, you're sitting down.
And
shut up. Jesus.
Well, they have a stool in the D-back cage, so you don't even have to take your own.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah, it's a chair.
Yeah. Then
it's a nice little plastic chair.
Two.
Like an elementary school chair?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like when you have to sit in a little chair back to school?
Yeah. Hi.
And number two, when you're really struggling to get the ball over the plate, it's time to pull out the tee. and be like, that, we're just going to work on that. We're going to work on that casting right off the tee.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I tonight, regular practice, I'll be there just observing with all the dads, and I'm fine with that. I'm very fine. Hopefully, Mother Nature will cooperate and we'll get a regular practice in. So I just got that off.
Would it be a victory if when Super Dad showed up, you got to him first and said, hey, Super Dad, except said his name. How you doing? Like, take maybe his power is the greeting.
This is a super nice person. This is a
super
good person. Yes.
Right. Hold on. Right. And if he is super nice, what you do is suggest that you swap kids at some point for pitching. You pitch to his kid and let him work with Michael.
I don't think he'd let me do that.
Same team. It's all good for the team.
Yeah. Yeah, but well, I'm just to switch kids then. I mean, it doesn't have to be just for baseball.
Okay, or to take
home. Thank you, Shecky. I appreciate that.
Yes, I mean, these are all workable ideas.
The child swap. That's exactly what we'll do.
It's a reality show.
This episode is brought to you by IQBar, our exclusive snack sponsor. We're excited to announce they've teamed up with Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, on a new special edition product, a salted caramel chip protein bar. IQBar's plant protein bars are packed with clean, delicious ingredients that keep you physically and mentally fit. For example, my salted caramel chip IQBar has 12 grams of protein and only a gram of sugar, plus nutrients like Lion's Mane Adaptogen. And 10% of sales go to Chef Keller's nonprofit program, Mentor, supporting the next generation of aspiring U.S. chefs. With over 20,000 five-star reviews and counting, more people than ever are fueling their busy lifestyles with IQ bars and all of their amazing products. I'm in love. When products are co-created by a Michelin star chef, they taste incredible. But what's even more important is how they make you feel. When I start my day with an IQ bar, I feel amazing. Right now, IQ bar is offering our special podcast listeners 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text TMOS to 64,000. That's TMOS to 64,000. TMOS to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. IQ bar, the best. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I've been swilling it because I had cookies. This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. Whether you are soaking up the last bits of summer or eating your Selena Gomez Oreos, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell. And by the way, my Liquid IV peach, white peach flavor, it worked. It worked with that.
Well, cinnamon and peaches. That's a winning combination.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Your back-to-school vibes, you can have it then to capture the sun-drenched memories with Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help you hydrate better than water alone. I'm still waiting for mine. I can't wait to try the vanilla candied orange flavors. You know, it's like an orange creamsicle.
Yeah,
visit liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your first order. Plus, Liquid IV has sugar-free solutions powered by Liv HydroScience for smart hydration. Visit liquidiv.com, use code TMOS at checkout, and you, my friend, my very good friends, will get 20% off your first order. I drink it each and every day. It has three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 essential vitamins and nutrients. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Savor the last bits of summer with Liquid IV. You tear, you pour, you live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at checkout. Cream of the crop, 20% off, liquidiv.com, and use our code to get that discount. Count, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Come on, damn it, fingers work. There it is.
I bet Super Dad's soundboard works.
Yesterday, 1.3 million fans. How would we like to have a little?
Oh,
of this
wow, audience, yeah.
Tuned into the Kelce Brothers podcast, New Heights. Live to watch Taylor Swift, and it broke the internet. Yes, it did. It broke the internet. About 1 hour and 44 minutes in, the screen went black, and the New Heights social media account had to inform fans that they experienced a glitch and would be back shortly. We call it crashing the internet. Eventually, order was restored. The stream just got cut off. There was a lot of talk about her album, tons of talk about her album.
Yes.
And she's currently, this is the only takeaway. They gave me 10, and they were all album related.
Yeah. I've seen some clips of the show.
She's currently obsessed with making sourdough bread. So I guess she'll borrow some yeast from the Kelsey brothers.
I was going to say.
Yeah, you know, I did the yeast joke. I knew you'd go right for the cheap yeast joke. I know. I beat you to it. She says she talks about bread 60% of the time now. I know Carla had a time in her life where she got one of those bread makers and was making it all the time. I know how people can get obsessed with that. But now she can come on this show and we won't do anything but talk about bread. I'd love to hate, but it's just, you know, she is the biggest pop star in the world right now.
I saw many clips on TikTok yesterday, and what irritated me is I don't like Taylor Swift, and all the clips made me like Taylor Swift more.
Yeah. She is likable, and the Kelsey brothers are likable.
Right answers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Talked about making her new album in Europe, how she would spend 3 days doing shows, then like fly to Sweden for 3 days in the studio, then back for a few more shows, then back to Sweden.
And you can't question the work ethic.
No.
When someone's got that kind of work ethic in the prime of their career, it's mad respect for that. That's hard work for show business people.
Do
it
you
really is.
Mike, do you think this will help you understand her life as a showgirl?
The album cover looks sexy, too.
Well, of course.
It's a sexy album cover. Yeah. You know?
And her very first line was, I know what football fan wants is more Taylor Swift.
So she got it.
Okay. She then went on to talk about how she didn't know anything about football beforehand and asked Travis what it was like going up against Jason on the same field 5 feet apart when they're both offensive players.
There you go.
That's funny. She made me like her.
Well, good for checking in on that. That's incredible. Thank you for doing that. You know?
Am I the only one on God's green earth that feels that they already had the eyes of the world on them for this podcast, that they stopped the stream on purpose just to get a little more juice out of that orange? Because, you know, it was so popular. Well, you know, but you always want more juice.
I don't think there's a conspiracy theory.
Is it just that Jason Kelsey hooked up?
Let me ask, did you watch that podcast? Did you watch it for purposes of this show? Did you watch or your own curiosity? Because I am curious about that.
I saw clips and I couldn't avoid it.
Okay.
The clips were all over my social media.
Yeah. And that's great, though, that you share that she knows the room. Yeah. She gets it, and the likability factor is there.
That's a big part of her success, I think. Her Swifties out there, she makes a connection to the audience. And, you know, even in a stadium of 100,000 people, everyone thinks they're singing to them because that's what a good star does.
Mm-hmm. But then I got annoyed because at the Chiefs practice, all the questions were about Taylor for all the players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she doesn't like that either. She's smart enough to know that. Yeah, the people that are asking those questions are the idiots, in my opinion. That's the way that works.
No, they're not idiots. They know if they mention her name, they get traction too.
Yeah, that's true. Just trying to piggyback on it. Moving along, a Gen Z woman posted a TikTok of her walking out the door of a hotel and into the parking lot with the tagline, "Older generations, this is how you check out of a hotel. You just walk out." This is where I might be really on the side of Gen Z. The caption she added, "The front desk doesn't need you to tell them you're checking out, and they don't need you to hand them your room key."
This is an issue with me every time I travel.
Okay.
Because that's how I leave a hotel. That's not how Kelly thinks we should stop by the desk every time I drop off the key.
I've been a walk out of the hotel as soon as I knew it was kosher to do it.
Yeah, you know, Mike, that transition happened when we were in the thick of traveling with the Don and Mike show.
Right.
And I remember them explaining to me, like, God, probably 96, 97, say, "You don't need to do this." I said, "But you need the," he said, "We don't need the key." I said, "We're going to know if you're in the room. Just leave. That's all you got to do. Lock
the
door behind you."
They send the maid in there. She's going to knock on the door. If there's no answer, she comes in, starts to do the room. Now, that may be technically true, as we're discussing, but people in the comments,
I don't know what generation they are. They're calling this rude. One person says, as a former housekeeper, well, it's important she says former housekeeper. Mm-hmm. She might be out of the game. It makes our jobs a lot easier
out
if you're
of
polite
the game.
And let someone know.
Yeah.
Others.
No, no. But
yes.
She's the housekeeper. It would make her life easier because if she was told, she wouldn't have to knock on the door.
And
so
she also can get in there earlier if she wants to. Mm-hmm. Others say they let the staff know if they're leaving early, but not if they're leaving at the checkout time, because what's the difference? Well, sometimes for me, if I'm checking out early in a hotel, I need to get going and
catch
a flight.
That's the last thing you want to do.
Right.
Is others have to do other things. Yeah.
They always give someone a heads up in the hopes that it makes the process of cleaning all the rooms more efficient and possibly allows for the next person to get an early check-in that might help
like
them
super
out.
Dad.
Yeah. It is. That's too. Come on.
I don't care.
Really, you know what, I don't either.
I've got a policy. I do not notify anymore, but when I leave, I always leave the do not disturb on the doorknob so they think twice about knocking.
You're just being mean.
That's all.
Okay. Some people say you should always check out at the front desk to get a receipt and make sure there weren't any additional charges. No, that may be a lot. That's a boomer thing, too, because most places leave a receipt at your door or they put it on an email to you.
They email it to you. Yeah, exactly.
I'm a team Gen Z on this.
I am too.
Someone says they don't bother the front desk if they can check out in the app. I don't need to check out in the app either. It happens.
You don't do anything.
Yeah. Right. Then someone, this is the old Emiko, someone else said, I try to check out, but no one's at the front desk. Hey there. Hello?
Because, Mike, they're stocking the square eggs at the Continental Breakfast. That's why they're not at the desk.
Finally, someone says, just let them know as you're walking out. It takes 10 seconds. You don't need to.
I've seen you, Mike. You just flip off the front desk as you leave, right?
It's a weird thing to feel badass over.
Right. I will sometimes just wave and say, have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And make it clear that they see me dragging my luggage out.
Yeah. Yeah, I see.
I like to go by, right at the second. I'm going to go through either the revolving door or the regular door. Right before I get to the door, I look back directly at them at the front desk and I go, oh, no. It's stupid. I don't know why I did that. But I did. And here it is. Here is a list of celebrities with strange, wildly expensive collections. I have curated this list and winnowed it down.
Good.
The best, absolute number one, no one can beat this one, Nicolas Cage. Do you know what he collects?
I don't.
Burial plots.
He collects shrunken pygmy heads.
Oh, we don't say that anymore, Mike. We determined that earlier this week. So just say shrunken heads.
Oh, shut up. And haunted properties. So I guess he buys haunted houses? Is that what he does?
Yeah, I think. I thought he buys like cemeteries and stuff.
Well, weird occult kind of stuff. Number two is Johnny Depp. Guess what he collects?
Odor.
Ex-wives.
Barbies.
Really?
I collect limited editions like Beyonce, Elvis, and Lindsay Lohan dolls.
Well, only a fool would have limited edition Elvis Barbies on display in their house.
You do, right?
Of course, three.
You have an Elvis Barbie?
I have three of them.
You have it handy?
Yeah, hold on. I'll get it. Hold on.
Right.
That's creepier than the occult stuff.
You think so?
A collection of Barbies? If Johnny Depp just has a Barbie room?
I think it's less interesting than the shrunken heads. I think the shrunken heads, I'd be looking at them.
The shrunken heads, you can bring people in and say, check out my shrunken heads, and they're going to go intrigued. You tell someone, come look at my Barbie room, they're going to back away.
Johnny Depp says, I use them to improvise scenes with my kids. So he does that.
But that's
how he justifies it. Did you find it?
Hi, ma'am. Hey, Jack. Hey, I'm 1968 Elvis Barbie, Jack. I'm going over here now. That's my friend Rob. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, man. How's it going, E?
I would love to live at the house of Johnny Depp. I got to go, Jack.
Bye, Elvis.
I want to make fun of him for that, but then I see my bobbleheads all behind me and realize it's the same thing.
We all like your toys.
We do.
Rod Stewart has spent almost 30 years building a massive model train city in his home.
I thought he collected, it was the size of a Coke can, whatever. I can't remember what it
was. He is
It's inspired by mid-century Manhattan and Chicago. So be interesting.
Two places
to
that he's not from.
Rob's favorite, Tom Hanks. Do you know what he collects?
I do, actually, because he used to have an app for it. Doesn't he collect typewriters?
Yeah, vintage. He's got 300 vintage typewriters.
I sold my typewriters years ago, but there used to be an app for the phone. It probably still exists called, I think, Hanks Writer, where instead of getting a normal keyboard when you type up text and things, it looks like a typewriter and it makes the sound of a typewriter.
Well, he said he still types letters on the typewriters he has and he gives them as gifts. What, the letters or the typewriters?
Oh, for him, it's got to be the letters.
Yeah, the letters. Oh, I know you like this. I'm full of myself. Reese Witherspoon, she has a vast collection of antique embroidered dresses, jackets, and accessories.
I thought her deal was sex toys. Antique sex toys.
Oh, here we go. Oh, I don't have it anymore.
Oh, I got it for you. Let's go to Reese's house.
Yeah. She says it's part of her Southern heritage. Well, didn't she also do the Johnny Cash movie, right?
Yeah.
So she has June that Carter going Cash. On. Mm-hmm. Penelope Cruz is obsessed with coat hangers.
Okay, that's not weird. Healthy.
She collects different shapes, sizes, and designs. She finds beauty in their craftsmanship.
I have a white plastic one. I wonder if she'd like it.
I know I where you mail got it that. You got that at a box store.
I did.
Yeah.
I have all matching hangers in just the right amount. I have just the right amount of hangers for my shirts.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Angelina Jolie collects antiques and custom knives. She's been collecting them since she was a teenager. She was a little goth when she was a teenager. She has even passed the hobby down to her kids, which seems like some intense kind of family bonding.
I don't know who would also go to the trouble to collect knives. I think that's a stupid hobby. I wouldn't display them in my house.
Oh, you've got it. Oh, yes. There you go. I'm sorry. You've got your butcher knife. That's the Psycho knife,
this
right?
This is the exact model of knife they used in the movie Psycho, yes.
That's exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah, that almost makes it me get by your hanger comment, which really, for some reason, annoyed me.
You know what Rob Schneider collects?
What?
Baseball cards.
Does he really?
Yeah, he does. I tried to look to see if he had a weird collection. Okay. And he had a $175,000 Willie Mays card stolen from his home a few years ago.
Good for him.
Some other celebrity collections include Quentin Tarantino's.
I liked Willie Mays. He was great.
Thanks, E. Quentin Tarantino collects vintage board games. And Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah.
She collects taxidermy animals. Weird.
That is. I mean, I've got relatives that have taxidermied animals, but they've. You know, they're hunters. They've shot them. This is just like used ones that other people have.
Yeah. Hey, man.
What was the head that you had in O'Mara's? You had a big animal head in there, didn't you?
I think we had a rhino.
Yeah, it was huge. I remember.
I think we had a rhino.
Well, that's
Republican
the one you shot.
In name only.
Man.
Speaking of that guy.
Did you shoot that rhino, Mike?
Yes, I did, E. Thank you for asking.
I got to go.
President Trump has criticized a lot of award shows, especially the Hollywood comedians hosting them. So now he's going to show them how it's done. Yes, he is. Yeah, the Kennedy Trump Center. Yesterday, he announced that he will personally host this year's Kennedy Center Awards.
May I play the tape? Because there's something weird and Twilight Zone-y about this tape. Knowing as a local that last night there were massive demonstrations along 14th Street
right.
because of the National Guard. What's
infiltrating
weird
about Washington, D.C.
What this is so weird is that he's not getting any laughs, and whoever mic'd it did not allow for the room sound. So it sounds like he's talking to himself until the very end.
Announce the incredibly talented artists who will be celebrated later this year at the 2025 Kennedy Center Honors. It's going to be a big evening. I've been asked to host. I said, I'm the president of the United States. Are you fools asking me to do that?
Oh,
sir, you'll get much higher ratings. I said, I don't care. I'm president of the United States. I won't do it. They said, please. And then Susie Wells said to me, sir, I'd like you to host. I said, okay, Susie, I'll do it.
That's
the power
first...
she's got.
That's the first crowd reaction in the whole thing. And it just, I don't know what world we're living in at times. I really don't. And that he would roll this out in the middle. This is obviously the distraction technique to get people not talking about the National Guard in our nation's capital.
Oh, wow.
But remember, at least a good is it a good
was
sign
it my
that,
idea? Everyone begged me to do it.
Do you think it's good that he actually referred to it as the Kennedy Center and not the Trump Center? Because that's what he's going to change it to.
Yeah, for the performing arts. Big evening of an answer host. I'm president of the United States. Yeah, that's the quote. Mm-hmm. So this year's honorees, you want to get those? We got, let's see the list here. George Strait. Broadway star Michael Crawford from Phantom of the Opera fame.
Yeah, music of the night, Mike.
Sylvester Stallone.
Great.
Gloria Gaynor.
Oh, she had one hit record.
I Will Survive and Kiss. There it is.
I'm sorry.
There it is. Should
you know, this must be a big day in the Paul Blair Christine house.
Oh, yeah.
Because, with Kiss getting the Kennedy Center on.
Oh, what do you bet? Trump.
Mm-hmm. What do you bet Paulie ends up at that ceremony?
Yeah. Good for him.
I bet he does.
Not on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And finally today we have the man with the world's largest down there. Did you get the photo I sent you, Josh?
I have the photo.
All right, hold it up for a second. I mean, hold on for a second. He recently broke his arm, and he says that his enormous package is what caused it. 41-year-old Matt Barr lives in London, and he has been in the news a lot over the years. He is 14.4 inches while at attention. It says here, he is in the news again after explaining how his, you know what, caused him to slip and fall in the shower. Here's the quote. He's a British guy. One of the issues with being so large is it's not exactly easy to see me feet. He added that any sudden movements can also mess with his balance. He says he was rushing to get ready for work and didn't see some shower gel in his tub because...
This is too gross, Mike.
The monster was in the way. It was in his eye line. He slipped on the soap, fell out of the shower, landed on his shoulder, and ended up with two fractures. He is in this picture recovering, and we do have a picture where apparently you can see what we're talking about here.
How about that?
How about that? You got anything for that one, Shecky? Because I don't. I think sometimes words fail me. This would be one of those.
Josh, when you were over there, did you go to the Tower of London?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And that's fine. That's good.
Never mind about tape measures on the bonus show.
There you go. Not necessary.
He missed work. What do you suppose he does for a living?
He's a unicyclist.
Oh, no.
We got more show coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Pesty. If you've got bugs, you need Pesty. Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit, man, makes it so easy. It only takes a few minutes to apply. Other pest control companies charge over $800 a year. But with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, your bugs, and your climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, a mixing bag. Elvis loves Pesty.
Man, I did Graceland in 9 minutes.
The pesticide gloves are included. Instructions, that comes with it as well. Follow these instructions and finish just like Elvis did in less than 9 minutes. 10 minutes, really. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs, plus Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. That means it kills ants, but your uncle stays alive.
Alive is alive.
Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Don't get testy. Use Pesty. Did you write that one?
Yeah, and it keeps going, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Don't get testy. Use Pesty. It's the bestie. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's talk about genetics, Rob. You've been wanting to do this for a couple of days now.
I have.
It's in the genes. I've always thought that a lot of my maladies, my lack of disc material in my spine, that is a genetic issue. My father had a bad back, and I also have a bad back.
Well, this all comes up because because I think you probably remember about a week ago when everyone was going nuts about Sydney Sweeney's commercial for American Eagle saying she has great genes. And if you haven't
seen it. I want to talk about Sydney Sweeney, not necessarily for the commercial, but in the bonus show this week. And the Sydney Sweeney discussion has to be on the bonus show due to the fact that it's uncensored.
Oh, it's racy.
I have some thoughts on America that one.
Do you think that this guy also has good genes?
He needs bigger genes.
How about him being a little shock jockey today? Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That's fun, isn't it? I like that.
So
like
for
that
those of you who don't know what inspired this, it's a good excuse to watch this piece of tape, okay?
My body's composition is determined by my genes. Hey, eyes up here.
Sydney Sweeney has great genes.
It's a good commercial, but
it's a good commercial. I'm all for it.
A lot fantastic. Of people are saying that it's a bad pun because when you talk genes and good genes and genetic purity, it goes back to a certain political.
Look, if you want to know my compatriots on the left, look, I don't even associate myself with people like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're bitching about that, you are barking up the wrong tree. There is so much wrong with America right now, and to pick on that you want to know, you are doing more damage than good for the cause, folks.
You're right. You're right.
Shut up, please.
But it got me thinking, and I found a Reddit thread that says, what ways did you win the genetic lottery in a small way? And some of the examples I found were, I have enough room in my mouth that I kept my wisdom teeth. That's pretty cool. I have no leg hair or arm hair, so I haven't had to shave in 26 years. A guy
are you
with
talking about yourself?
No, these are ones that people listed on Reddit.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you.
I have no reaction to mosquito bites or poison ivy. No clue why.
I've seen your legs when you go to your father's place.
But it was mostly my arms, Mike. But what did you win the genetic lottery?
I have one particular genetic quality that helps me with sports, and that is when I do lift or move weight, my body reacts very favorably to weight. My kid does too.
Really?
And Carla does too. My kid, when he finally hits a weight room, he will have no problem building muscle. That's my father was the same way.
I guess I could have that, but I've never lifted anything, so I don't know. Josh, do you have any small wins?
Yeah, I have a really high metabolism, so I can just eat anything and not gain weight.
Jealous. How about you, Rob? Any genetic traits that are?
Mine is the swishiest of us all. I have been told by a professional makeup artist that I have lovely skin. And looking back,
can we see the song again?
No, my song, Josh. Can you?
Can we bring up the Rob Spiewak song if you don't mind?
Yeah, and you'll see.
Look at that skin.
Do you love the way I do when I'm loving your body? Do you love the way I do when I'm loving your body?
But I don't see any blemishes. Did you ever have pimples when you were growing up?
An occasional one, but never widespread acne. No,
Rob,
and neither did my parents.
I've got a request for a future video.
Yes.
Less buttons.
Funny?
Unbutton that one more button, and I think you're good.
I've got a take where there was one more button undone, and I looked at it, and I said, no.
Is that a stain on your shirt?
Probably. What, on the pocket?
Lower, on the opposite side of the logo, down to the left. It looks like it could be a crease of some kind, but it looks like it might be a stain.
Well, yeah, I'm always accused of looking
at a stain.
As a stain.
I think it's a crease.
Well, it could be grease.
You are really flaring your nostrils there.
Mike, that is my new character.
Nostril man?
Nostrilman. My name is Sid Nostrilman.
Sid Nostrilman. What a great name. Hi. Listen, bring the inventory down to Sid Nostrilman. He'll help you with that.
My other genetic win is an almost non-existent little toe, because that means I'm further evolved than most people, because the little toe's going away.
Yeah, but is that genetic?
Really? Yeah, because my mom's is horrible.
Like non-existent?
Yeah, it's like when
doesn't
she goes...
Doesn't everybody have a little teeny little toe?
And how is Robert's?
You know, I haven't checked.
If it's passed from your mom to you.
You checked when he was a baby.
It's been a while. Mike, that's not the time to check if the toe is undersized. Mm-hmm. Everything's undersized when it's a baby.
All right. Okay.
I'll check on Robert, and I'll ask Julia, too. But my mom, when she goes to pedicures, the lady won't even paint her fifth toe, her little toenail, because there's nothing there.
Okay.
It's really weird like that.
All right.
So,
yeah.
How are your little toes?
The nail on my little toe is super little, real tiny.
Could you paint it?
probably, but at the same time, I look at it and I go, what's the print? What's the print of this?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any real print. Yeah.
How's your toe, Josh?
My toes are fine.
I bet he's got a big, long, 6'4" like toe.
I bet his little toe is the longest toe on his foot.
Mm-hmm.
I bet his little toe's about 4 inches
long. Not how things work. But thank you for the super chat, Tim Carter.
Oh, thank you, Tim Carter. We appreciate that. And all the people joining us in the comments.
That British guy has a big toe.
I would assume all of his appendages are large. Just saying. You know, shopping is a low-key hassle.
Hate
Would
it.
You agree?
Yes.
Enough already. I want to talk about that when we continue about shopping. Thank God times have changed. And everything you need can now be purchased at MikeOMaraShow.com. Everything.
Everything.
Everything you need to live can be purchased at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Everything you need to live, thrive, and survive can be 100%. Purchased at the store.
As a matter of fact, I would go so far as to say, this is where you end the search.
You go, girl. Yes, queen.
We've got mugs. Well, no, we don't.
We have the little ones.
Yeah, we've got shot glasses.
Yeah, but we don't have the full mug. Campfire mugs anymore. They're sold out.
We have the little mugs.
Is Carly going to get mad if I suggest we have Christmas mugs coming up at the holidays? A nice big Santa mug. I'd love one of those.
We can come up with some. We can do the print on demand, so we don't have to store them and stock them, but we can have a Santa mug.
Fantastic.
And we will also, don't forget, soon to come, the limited edition Mike O'Mara Show Christmas ornament. Make sure you have the complete set.
We have also got amazing shirts with new designs arriving all the time. Hats, the TMOS beach towel. I love that beach towel. Mm-hmm. It's soft, absorbent. And for the first time ever, our TMOS family cookbook is coming. Pre-order it right now. And never fear, darling, we have pickleball paddles for all you old farts out there that want to play a little pickleball. So, just click store at MikeOMaraShow.com. The source for all things TMOS, official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember our motto. Riot at the drugstore, calling all cars, 100 customers, 99 jars, Burma Shave.
I forgot I wrote that.
Is that a jingle?
There used to be, Burma Shave was a brand of shaving cream, right?
Yeah, and in 1910.
Yeah, and their advertising campaign is on highways. They would do 5 signs that had a poem, and the last one said Burma Shave, and this is one that I've committed to memory. And there's a riot at the drugstore calling all cars, 100 customers, 99 jars.
So their ads were like south of the border.
No, because the 5 signs all relate, but they all related to each other. You had to, as you drive, you would see each verse of the poem.
Oh, God.
And that's our motto.
Cool. All right. Before we move on?
Yes. Do you want to
talk about? Can I say a few words about retail? Please?
Yeah, shopping. I was glad you brought it
up. Blow them up. Blow them up. They don't work anymore. They don't work anymore. What's the point? What is the point?
What are we blowing up?
I drive over to Academy Sports. All right?
Yes.
I drive all the way across town to Academy Sports yesterday because they are told by my son's told by the coach he needs what's called a baseball turf shoe, which is a shoe that is designed for batting cages or astroturf fields. That's what he needs. You can't have the cleats on there because you'll slide around. You'll hurt yourself. Yeah, I get it. All right.
Are they like boots? Do they go up to his knee?
No, they're turf shoes. They have little nubbies on them, and they hold the AstroTurf very well.
Okay,
similar to golf shoes.
Very
similar. I was
going
to ask, yeah.
They have that good. So I go over, and in a sporting goods store, you should have some cursory knowledge of the various soccer, baseball, football, that. And they don't.
And then when they finally figured out, after talking to three different people, what I'm looking for, they show me the one they have in store. And if I, once again, online, I said, don't talk. Please don't talk to me about online. I wouldn't. My ass would not have driven across town into your store if I want to do this. So I say, right. F you and your families too. On my way. Don't say that really to anybody. But I am just like, I've driven. I thought it was a stone cold lock. This was the one place that would have them. Overrated store. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Overrated. Trying to be all things to all people, missing badly, in my humble opinion. Then I go to the behemoth, the massive store that everybody has, Dick's. Dick's is, I go in there, and they've got turf shoes, and they got a wall of cleats, which is really, I mean, to be honest, compared to the other joint, it's impressive.
Did you see anyone at Dick's from Great Britain?
That
might have been referenced in an earlier part of the show.
Forgot what his name was.
Was it Barr, Mr. Barr?
Well, we have a picture of the guy that helped me at Dick's.
Wow. You know, he might need a second sling.
In the car, I am looking at the inventory of Dick's for turf shoes. And they have multiples, including a very garish, bright orange one that happens to be on sale.
Right.
And I said, oh, if I get this, he'd love this color.
Yeah, they love that.
It's like orange. He'd love that. It would be fun. And I go in, and lo and behold, I see one on the rack. There it is. And he comes over, and the price online is like $59, which is anyone who buys an athletic
that's
shoe
fine.
Will tell you.
That's pretty good.
Seems about
pretty
right.
Pretty decent price, right? And he comes over, he says, oh, well, that's our online price. I said, excuse me? He said, that's right. No. I said, no. You've got the same exact shoe. It's the same company.
Right.
There is no... He had trouble explaining that, but then, of course, he was just effing delighted to share with me that they didn't have my son's size. So that's fine. And then he said, as a matter of fact, I don't even think we have those online in that size. In the time he decided to double check his inventory, I had already acquired the shoe online. And then he came back, obviously, to confirm he didn't have the shoe. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I've ordered it online and I can order. I didn't pull the trigger online yet.
Right.
But I showed him where the order was. And it's like, this whole thing is just telling me, why bother? Why go through the exercise of having this box store to touch stuff? Is that what, if you want to really like try it on, I suppose that's it. But at the same time, what a waste of my energy and my time. And by the way, as he realizes that I'm, you know, about to push the button to do this online, he said, you know, it probably would be best to order it through us anyway, because it'll still be delivered to you. What he's trying to do is
get the commission.
And I'm like, I got out of there, ended up going and buying it online, a different brand, a different company, everything, just to get it here. It's going to be here today. But my point is, what's the point? What is the point of these retail stores?
I am with you. For big box stores.
Yes.
I think all the big box stores should go away.
True.
I would love it if all the physical stores were these mom and pop small
businesses.
Wouldn't
it be great? Wouldn't it be amazing? Wouldn't it be great? Especially sporting goods. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Well, I was thinking hardware. Hardware could stay. Hardware stores could stay.
Yeah, not the big box hardware.
No. I'm talking like an Ace hardware.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even Home Depot is fine for contractors and stuff. They need that.
Yep.
But if you go into a mom and pop sporting goods store,
oh, it's the best.
It's so good.
It's so much fun. It's old school, stuff piled up to the rafters. You know, wish I hadn't had that fight with the golf guy down here because, man, oh, man, that's a good store. Can't, even though I hate the guy, it doesn't mean I can't say he had a great store. He has a great store.
My favorite hardware story is there used to be a hardware store in Vienna. It was probably Brown. But my mom went there once because for her wedding, she got a pressure cooker. And about 20 years later, the gasket had gone on it. It's rubber, and it like, you know, got brittle. And she went into this this hardware store. Old man. She's the only one in there. And she says, I have a 1970 Presto pressure cooker, and it needs a gasket. And he said, hold on. And he went down one aisle, climbed a ladder, and came down and said, here it is.
Ah, the best.
And
the
I mean, best. It's just exactly. Like when you have success like that, it's Amen. Unreal.
Amen.
It's so great.
I wish they were all like that. Yeah. I really do, but they're mm-hmm. not. And there it is. And, you know, if one more person in a box store says, oh, you can get it online. Oh, thanks for the bulletin.
Well, I think Amen. That the only thing we'll eventually need is grocery stores, and maybe not even them.
Yeah. The grocery store. In the reasonable size grocery stores are
well, yeah,
are
and produce.
A-okay.
Produce is a big deal. You can't get that online.
The Kroger deliveries, not bad.
Got beautiful video coming up, but first, as Billy Joel once sang, it's all about Soul. Soul is a wellness brand that believes feeling good should be fun and easy, man. They specialize in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. Their best-selling out-of-office gummies were designed to provide a mild, relaxing buzz, boost your mood, enhance creativity and relaxation. The gummies come in different strengths, so you can find the perfect dose for your vibe. The 15-milligram cherry lime aid is the absolute best. Feel euphoric. You deserve it. Plus, Soul has many other amazing wellness products with or without the THC, including a variety of gummies and capsules that can improve sleep, stress, pain, focus, bloating, and more. And don't forget the amazing THC sparkling beverages. Mm. Ice cold relaxation. Rob swears by them.
Love
he's
them.
He's had three or four before the show today.
That's all I
They're
drink.
Delish. Bring on the good vibes and treat yourself to Soul today. Right now, Soul offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com. Promo code TMOS for 30% off, ladies and
hey,
gentlemen.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry.
The machine, Mike.
The 50,000 watt music machine.
Oh, yeah.
WAVA. Did you ever go in the 50,000 watt music machine, the big inflatable thing?
I lived in the music machine, baby.
Do you know what I found out many years after the fact? Mm-hmm. Is that when Charlie Broyhill would go to events in the 50,000 watt music machine and they would give him swag to give to people that would come up, Charlie used to sell the sweatshirts.
See, the employees, Josh, at WAVA were compensation challenged.
Yes.
That's the way I would describe that.
But I think
nothing,
if I...
And by the way, nothing has changed.
No.
I've heard many stories of things disappearing from the prize closets.
Mm-hmm. No, never a grill.
You're looking at the number one thief in the upper right-hand corner.
Well,
absolutely no question.
I never stole without the approval of the person who ran the prize closet. But I got everything I could.
Sure, we'll go with that.
No, I didn't. I would always say, Tammy, can I? And she'd say, yep. Because she was the nicest person. Anyway, let's move on. New documentary coming to Netflix, I believe, September 10th, I wrote down. I will watch this because of the people they interview for it. It's the story of Charlie Sheen.
How do I present this with any class?
I think we're past that, Charlie.
We're past that, yeah.
He's always had a sense of humor.
A lot of stuff. Shame is suffocating. I lit the fuse, you know, and my life turns into everything it wasn't supposed to be. There's only one person alive that has the answers to so many people's questions about me. And that's
Sean Penn, Denise Richards, John Pryor, Chris Tucker, Chuck Lorre.
F*** it. Somebody call action.
He's going to call it.
I will be.
That was fun.
Yeah. I'll watch it the night it comes out. I mean, yeah. Who doesn't want to? I mean, that man was 3 or 4 years
yep.
of solid material for everybody that did
Tiger
what we
blood,
did.
Mike. Tiger blood. 100%.
The guy was iconic for the tabloid culture. Absolutely.
I cannot wait to watch it, especially, yep. I can't believe they secured interviews from all those people. Particularly Denise Richards, because it's a legendarily bad divorce.
You know, and so much speculation with a guy like that as to why. Well, I think on the surface, you know, having a dad in the business, being in that nuts BS business since you were a child,
with
I
a cannot
wait.
And a brother in the business too.
Yeah, it looks like and sounds like he's still smoking too.
Yeah, good for him. Mike, Mario Batali.
Yeah.
He is a disgraced foodie.
Yeah,
remember,
he was a handsy chef that groped people, right?
Sexual misconduct is why he lost his gig.
And really, when it comes from a guy who was that sanctimonious in his presentation, that smarmy kind of, you know, I would have expected it to be another food guy, but that never happened.
He's happily married, Mike, owns a dog.
Alton Brown we're talking about.
Of course we are.
Yeah, Mario Batali, sorry.
But Mario Batali, apparently even before he was disgraced, he was a little bit of a problem. Poor Giada De Laurentiis. Most people know her as the one who had the secret affair with Matt Lauer, allegedly. Mm-hmm. But when she wrote her first book, she
and
reached
Flay.
Out. Yeah, and oh, did she? I didn't know about Flay.
I think they had a thing. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I stopped watching Beating Bobby Flay when I found out it involved no beatings.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not a fan.
I thought it was false advertising. Anyway, Giada reached out to Batali to write the foreword for her first book, and this is how it went.
Person we're not supposed to talk about when we're going to.
Okay, love.
I remember for my first cookbook, Everyday Italian, and this is like 23 years ago, 24 years ago, asking Mario Batali for a foreword because he's really the main guy I had worked with. He's a legend in the Italian space. Like, of course, we know what happened afterwards, but
the disgrace.
In that time he was. And I felt like his stamp of approval would have been huge for me, right? And he said he would. And then he wrote it. And when I read it, I cried because I realized, oh, he's basically saying that I've gotten to where I've gotten and I've had this little bit of success that I had because I have big boobs. And that if he had the boobs, he would even be much further.
He wrote that in the foreword?
He did. Yes, because I'm like a joke, right? Like, to him, it was like a little bit of a joke.
I think that Mario Batali actually had bigger breasts than she did.
I would think so.
And I'd like to see the foreword.
I would love to see that, and it sounds. I wish I had more information because would it be? Did he send that along to know that she would reject it, or
no? Because she
was trying to be funny, and he was just so effed up that he.
I think that's it, and I think also maybe a misplaced sense of what he should do. But just to save you 3 minutes on the tape, she got it. She cried. She went to her publisher, and the publisher said, "Oh, don't worry, we'll rewrite it." And they wrote something that Mario Batali didn't write, and they sent it to him, and he signed off on it, and that's what's in the book.
Wow, that's weird.
Isn't that weird to think
that
that's how publishing works?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, publishing. Yeah, that little dirty deed there, right?
Weird. Very
weird.
Weird
that she accepted that after reading a foreword that made her cry. Weird that she even, it ain't like she couldn't have gotten somebody else to write the foreword. She was a big enough star at that point.
I believe you're right. Yeah.
Yep,
Matt could have done
it. Very strange. Yeah. Matt Lauer. I forgot that they were linked to.
Because remember, she was on all the trips when the Today Show would travel, and oh, look who's here! It's Giada
still
to make
a recipe with a salmon arugula dish that was pasta dish, salmon arugula pasta dish that absolutely the healthiest and most delicious thing you.
She's
can eat.
Fun to watch. I like her cooking.
Absolutely.
Let's close with this, Mike. A feel good. I do this mostly because not only is it a great crime story, but I think the guy they interview for it might actually be Hank Hill, because this is in Texas. Oh, I should tell you that it's about a guy with a past running around a neighborhood behaving badly towards children, okay?
Okay.
Cruz Fry says the street is named after his uncle. He's lived out here for
about 28 years.
We were the first to tell him about
Hank
the
Hill.
Shocking incident that Tyler police say happened just feet from his home.
It was the wildest thing I've ever heard.
Police say Worrell followed the girls for some time before stopping in the parking lot of Andy Woods Elementary. Then say he got out of his car wearing only a diaper and with a pacifier in his mouth, began to mouth goo goo gaga at the two children and proceeded to tell them he needed his diaper changed.
Mike, these same stories happen in the Charlie Sheen documentary.
Oh, God forbid somebody like me ever runs into somebody like that around kids.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, God forbid someone sees me in a diaper.
66 years old, I don't give a rat's ass.
Oh, you're going after him.
I would do the time, baby, and I would risk the injury. I would kick that person's ass. God, that they even exist.
I know.
God. Anyway, sorry about that violent end
Happy
to the show.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday, everybody. We will be back with a bonus show tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to love it. Our thanks to the Nabisco Company for providing us with the complimentary Oreos for today's show. No, we bought them, and I'll try to stay away from them. Thank you, Elvis Presley.
Hey, man, I'm going to leave the building now. Got to go. Bye.
Elvis has left the building. For Josh Sroka and Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara saying, bye-bye, everybody.
Take care. God bless. Adios.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I pooped myself one time.
Hey! I fine him for $3, but I'll catch him and kill him for $10.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.